Lent has most definitely begun with a bang in many ways. And of course, we see the reality of the way life is today, that most people have other prerogatives and other things that are important than to be at the church, at Mass, at benediction, and the stations of the cross, and novenas to our Lord Jesus Christ, the Infant of Prague, and to Our Lady of Fatima, who is our patroness and our mistress in this shrine. And our Lord speaks about this through the prophet Saint Isaiah, that many people are doing their own will rather than the will of God. And he's particularly speaking about the Lord's Day, the Sabbath. And of course we see throughout the world how, yes, well, there are some churches that are full, and ours is pretty full, except lately we have had so many people sick, and then others out of town doing whatever. Nevertheless, most churches are relatively empty. And I just saw recently the video of a new bishop being installed in his cathedral, and there were not even 20% of the pews being used up for this installation of a new bishop. It's unheard of. But this is the punishment of God coming down upon his people in our day. And don't think that it's over there, it's over here. And then, of course, we have the gospel of today, which is in a slightly different vein of thought. Our Lord walks on water. And, of course, a lot of the times people use this as in a joking way. Oh, you think you can walk on water? Well, of course, no one that I know of can walk on water. They can barely walk on land. But our Lord can walk on water because he is God. And he controls all the physical properties of the universe, including gravity and the fact that he can indeed walk on water. And of course, he promises that to us if we are faithful to him and we die and our soul is taken to heaven. Whether we spend time in purgatory or not, that is another question. But once we are in heaven, we will go through walls, we will walk on water, we will do whatever is necessary, but of course not for our own aggrandizement or our own pride, but for the glory of God. And that is how we need to start now in this season of Lent, that everything we do, everything we stop doing, is for the glory of God. Such was the life of our Blessed Mother, who is now gloriously assumed into heaven. Mary, mediatrix of all graces, co-redemptrix of all mankind, and mother of us all. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.